Hi friends, it's been a hot minute, but welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now's your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and let's start chatting about my sorority. I actually have a special guest with me. One of my best friends from my sorority, Sky, is here to finally have a guest on the show so I can chit chat. And she's a little nervous, but that's okay. Say hi.
Hi, hello.
She said she wanted to do it, and like now that we're here, she's all.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to bail, but
I think it's a little too late. So the first thing that we're going to talk about today is recruitment for sorority life, and so I'm going to ask you why you went through it.
Oh, you didn't ask me?
Yeah.
We're going to, like, both do our...
Okay. No, I'm going to, like, interrogate you first.
So I'm getting interviewed, basically.
Basically, and then I'll go after I can see all your answers. Okay.
So, at Cal State, it's a really big commuter school, and honestly, I, like, didn't have friends my first semester, sadly. So, I kind of just decided to rush super last minute. Like, I signed up literally at 11:58, and the, like, rush... sign up closes at midnight on like some random Monday or something. So I signed up and I was just like, I'm just gonna go in with an open mind and see what happens. Whatever happens, happens. And I just really wanted friends, and now I have friends, so yay sorority.
Now she has a Kylie in her life.
Now
well,
I
like
have Kylie.
Three Kylies in her life.
Yes.
But.
Little, you
and Kylie Hinkley.
Kylie Hinkley, love that girl.
Yeah. Oh my god, I probably shouldn't have said her last name, but I will. So the same said for me, like, first semester was just kind of boring. Like, you know, after school and stuff, I would just go back to the quad and I would just, like, do nothing with my life. And, like, a social life just, like, wasn't really a thing except for, like, me and my roommates. And so my current roommate, Katie, who was a fellow friend from high school, was like, bro, you're rushing. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then now I'm here and she's my roommate and she's stuck with me. So there's that to you.
Plot twist.
Yeah. How was the experience for you?
Like recruiting.
Yeah.
Like not, going.
From both aspects too, I guess you could do like.
Going through. Rush weekend was probably like one of the best experiences of my entire life.
Really?
Like if I could wake up and be, how old was I when I rushed? Like be
18,
a freshman again,
yeah.
18 and rush all over, like I totally would.
See, and I'm like the polar opposite. Like I did not like the whole rushing experience for me because
really?
I get so anxious. Like I didn't feel like myself the whole entire weekend, and I thought that was gonna play like a huge impact, and I was gonna be like, bro, like they don't like me because like I'm not being myself.
Like, I feel like you're being too critical of yourself. I honestly
didn't. I just like don't do good with like a bunch of chaos, and there was like so many girls around me, and I like if I don't know what's going around like on around me
yeah.
at all times, like I get really anxious and like in my head, and like if I can't observe what's going on around me and stuff, so I was just like, I don't know, I was pretty quiet, like I don't feel like I was as bubbly or like Kylie as I could be, you know what I mean?
I feel like that's false, and I don't know, there's just like this kind of pure rush vibe that you get from that weekend, and like you can't ever get that feeling back. Like,
that's
literally
true.
You can't ever get that feeling back.
That's true.
So.
I'll give you that.
But I mean, it is super fun. Like, now that I'm this is my third year, so I've been in the sorority for
two and a half years now.
Yeah, so I went through rush, and then this past spring, I just went through my first rush on the other end of it, and that was super fun too. It's just so different, and like you're still just as nervous, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I know we tell you
guys that, like, you have
that,
to, like, impress,
like, yeah.
And, like, yeah.
Because you want people to want you as much as you want them, you know? So
yeah.
it's It's fun, though. I like both ends. I love recruitment season. It's my favorite season.
I feel like, yeah, like, it's gonna be fun, but I'm gonna be so stressed. Like, catch me crying in the corner at least once, putting my money
I
in it
did.
Now.
I cried in between rounds because my feet hurt so bad. And I was
That's
just,
gonna
like,
be me.
Because when you're on the floor walking and talking and stuff, like, you got 7-8 rounds of that, bro. Like, And I think by round 6, I think it was on the second day. It was on the second. The first day, I just had pure adrenaline going.
Yeah.
Second day, we were there, like, at 6 a.m., having a whole, yeah. But you get so excited about it. But by round six, I was in the corner like, I can't do this, crying on my shoes. I think the girls were still in the
round
room.
One.
The girls were still in the room. But like, no one saw me, so
okay. That's what you think. I'm like, I was there. No, I'm just
kidding. You definitely were.
Okay, and the last part of, like, recruitment questions is why you ultimately decided AOPI was home for you.
Oh, that's such a, like, personal question, I think. There's a lot of reasons why I chose AOPI, but I think the one that's, like, my main reason was because I just felt like I didn't have to be anyone else but myself.
But yourself.
There.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, in rush weekend, you really try to put your best foot forward, something like that. But
you're like, what metaphor am I going for?
Yeah, let me think real quick. But I just felt like I didn't have to try to be something I wasn't. I didn't have to put up a persona that I knew I wasn't going to be able to keep up with after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? And the girls are really diverse there, and we all have, like, our own personalities, and we all just mesh well together, like...
Yeah, I agree.
So, that's why I went AOPI.
I think just, like, ultimately, my big thing was, like, feeling comfortable and, like, not feeling like I was, like, walking on eggshells because there's, like, you know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know, like, I walked through those doors after meeting with everyone else, and I just, like, felt like I was, like, being the best self out of any of the other times I was meeting with people.
Yeah.
And that was me, like, I don't know. I really don't remember much. Like you said, like, it's a lot of adrenaline and all that, so.
I couldn't even tell you who I talked to, like, my rush weekend. I totally, like, forgot.
Like, it's all kind of just, like, you're, like, in the zone, and you kind of feel like you have, like, blinders on, and you can only see, like,
I think my favorite compliment, like, that I got from Rush Weekend was when one of the sororities told me that I had, like, a really good handshake, and then she was, like, introducing me to all her sisters and, like, shake her hand.
Shake her hand.
And I was like, that meant so much more to me than, like, oh my god, cute outfit. Like, you look so cute. Thanks for coming back. Like,
that's funny.
Her handshake, literally, like,
that's memorable.
Yeah, it is. And my biggest pet peeve is when girls give, like, ugly handshakes.
Like, the little petite little...
Like, no, it's web to web and give me a firm shake. Like, do not give
like
me
who
a...
Like, who taught you? Yeah.
Literally, I will teach you how to correctly give someone a handshake.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's probably, like, the only thing I remember from this weekend, honestly. Just that one compliment that I got.
I feel like my most memorable part for me, honestly, was probably my conversation with either Isabel... like G or Kylie, and I think it was just because I was talking to another Kylie, and I was like so excited, and I was like I was like, oh, it's a Kylie. And the moment when I first walked in on day one and I got paired up to talk to Katie first, and I was just like, ah, y'all know what's up. So those were probably my most memorable. But do you even want to talk about, like, the difference between school without sorority or, like, anything? Or do you think we kind of covered that?
I think we covered school is whack.
Yeah, school is whack. Yeah, I agree.
Go
At
Greek.
Least here. Go Greek or go home.
Go Greek or go home, baby. That's about it.
Okay. So when you're in a sorority, obviously you make a lot of friends, but you also get a family.
Mm-hmm.
And Sky and I are actually in the same family.
Heck yeah, we are.
I'm technically your
not.
Aunt. I'm
no.
Sky's aunt. And I'm not ashamed.
I just
I'm
don't
a good
claim
aunt.
It though. So I just don't claim it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're in the same fam.
Mm-hmm. And her little's name is also Kylie.
But it's spelled super cool. So it's like, it's not spelled like...
I'm appalled by that statement.
Okay, but have you ever seen it spelled that way? It's spelled
L-E-I-G-H. Yeah.
Like, I've never met
I know,
a Kylie
I feel
like
a lot of them, like, when people meet me, I'm like, ah, like, basic. Like, she spells it the normal way. And then there's, like, Kylie.
Yeah.
That's how I'm like, there's Kylie and there's Kylie.
Yeah.
That's how I differentiate. Because we're always together. Because we've class together. Yeah. So we have two Kylies in the fam. My big's name is Nicole. She just recently graduated. But, you know, her and I are still really close.
Yeah.
And I adore her with all my heart. And then I actually have a twin. Her name's Ashley.
And that's my big.
And that would be Sky's
I
big.
Love my
yeah.
big. I love my big.
She's a queen. That's true. And outside of family, we have, like, a lot of friends. I feel like Sky and I have all have good mutual friends.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like you're honestly one of my best friends in the sorority.
All right. Relax. Yeah. We're not doing this on freaking podcast, bro.
But then, no, like, being for real.
Yeah.
I feel like you and I are pretty close. But yeah. I think it's because, like, I bug you all the time. I'm like, oh, Sky, like, sorry you have no choice, but we're hanging out.
No, we're just pretty much the same person, honestly.
I get that, like, a lot now. Like, everyone's like, oh, like, Sky and Kai, like, yeah. Like,
really?
Yes.
That actually makes me super happy. What the heck? Yeah, we just signed up to be water girls together. Come to SOA October 4th.
Yeah, we gotta, what's it, broadcast? Promote. That's what I'm looking for.
We're promoting. Check our out philanthropy. Our Fridays. That's our philanthropy. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about our philanthropy.
Oh, okay, you can go.
Oh, no. I was just... Yeah, well, I'm just gonna, like, do a broad.
Okay.
Not of ours, but just, like, in general, when you join a sorority, each sorority has, like, their own philanthropy, and ours is our event is Strike Out Arthritis, but we raise money for Juvenile Arthritis Foundation, and so that's what all our money is going to. So For this event. So, if you don't have anything to do... Friday, October 4th.
Yeah, this is our sign. Like, if you're listening, this is a sign from the Lord above telling you that you need to go, or you need to at least donate to us.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Watch our profiles. Yeah. Link, honestly.
Keep stalking. Oh, yeah. Who was your first friend in the sorority?
Mila.
Really?
Actually, yeah, because when you go through recruitment weekend, you know how you get lined up by last name?
Yeah.
So we're right next to each other because of our last name. So we would go to each round, like, with each
other. Yeah.
And then...
afterwards, you guys would be, like, chit-chatting.
Yeah, and then we both went AOPI, and the rest is history.
History, oh, yeah. My first friend, like, minus Katie, was...
Yeah,
Katie doesn't count. That'd be me cheating. Was actually Heidi. And the way we met, like, I did not see her all during, like, rush weekend. But on bid day, you know, we have to take, like, a photo with our class.
Yeah.
I was just, like, I remember I was so quiet. And I was, like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know any of these girls, like, personally. And Heidi was, like, oh, like, come sit next to me, like, for the picture. Uh-huh. And then after that, we just, like, were glued to each other's hips. And we're, like, bam, best friends.
Besties.
Yeah. And after that, then we started introducing each other to, like, other people and, like, branching out. And now we've got some, you know, girl gang power going on.
Girl gang.
Oh, yeah. And then you actually don't live with any sorority sisters.
No. They
Not
get,
yet.
They get nice places that I can't afford. Yeah. So I still live in some apartments that aren't as pretty as the rest of theirs.
But it's a
place I basically,
to live.
Like, live in Kylie's house.
Oh, yeah. So. And we're not complaining. But I actually do. I live with three sorority sisters. Katie, who was a friend of mine from high school, but she's turned into, like, a college best friend and roommate. And then two older sisters, Riley and Anna. Riley also has recently graduated, and Anna's older, too. So I'm, like, the literal baby of the house. But I'm not complaining. I always feel like, I'm always going to be taken care of.
Yeah. I think it's a big... like role shift for you because you're always mom.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the first time you have to be baby.
Yeah. No, I'm still mom. I feel like I still mom Katie a lot.
Yeah,
she's always saying, she's like, I've never heard no so much from someone before, and like, you feel like I need to listen. Okay, everything else. Oh, now it's time for my favorite part. Formals, frats, and fun.
The three S's. Bro. We love that.
Yeah. Okay, formal season.
It's semi-formal season, so we have semi in fall, and in the spring we have our formal, and Kylie and I have been going to the gym every day.
Oh, yeah. We're grinding.
It's not until November, but honestly, like...
But we have things before that to look forward to that we want to look our best for, and plus, like, going to the gym helps a lot for, like, mental health and, like, keeping us in school. And
honestly, we've been doing really good with it, and like, we've noticed a shift in our energy throughout the day, so go us.
Yeah, we are thriving and we love that. Okay, so yeah, so we're working out for ourselves, but you know,
but
on the side for formal.
I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I got no shame. I'll admit that.
I'm excited for formal, but I don't think I'm gonna take a date to formal this year. Add some tea.
I don't know what's going on with that situation. We're gonna have to see. I don't know how we're gonna beat last location, though.
Yeah, our last formal was on a yacht, guys. Yeah. Doesn't get much better than that.
But honestly, wherever we go, like, we're gonna have fun. Oh, yeah. And the party buses are always so much fun.
The party bus for me on the way there was fun. On the way back, I was so cranky, and I was just like, I'm over this night. I gotta go home. But that was just because of, like, personal problems. Yeah, you had a good night ride. Like,
I was comfy. I got a seat.
Me personally, not so much. I was just like, I want to go home. And everyone was, like, ready to, like, go party some more. And then there was kind of... So many people went and partied more after that. And I was like, y'all are champions.
I go to sleep.
I knocked
out. My last three formals, I go home. I get in and out, and then I go home.
I go in and out, and then went home. That's fine. I don't
remember.
We're probably
going to be going home together this time.
So. Oh, yeah. In and out it is. We planned. In and out it is, bro. Oh, yeah. Okay, formal. But then we have a formal, which is more like... dressy, kind of, in a sense. Like, I feel like people go more out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's more, like, taken seriously, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never had a semi-formal.
Semi's kind of just, like, I don't know. You still get dressed up, but you just don't, like, try as much your dress, I think. I don't know. I'm still gonna try
it. Yeah, I'm still stunting. Yeah.
I'm still trying to stunt.
So I might be by myself. I'm gonna be taking some good pictures.
Really? Yeah. Please. That's like, I just need something to
get
the feed. That's
yeah. Formal equals feed, basically. At the end of the day. Like, you're having fun, but we all know we'll all see posts the day after.
Or during.
Honestly,
if it's prime time post hours, we might just pop it up. We'll see.
You're funny. Okay, frats. You know, being in a sorority, there's
allowed to, like,
frats.
Are we allowed to say, like... Okay, honestly, the really cool thing about SM is that we're such a small campus that our Greek life is super small.
Yeah.
So we all genuinely interact with each other and, like...
Yeah, I feel like I know. Yeah, I know a lot of guys in frats, but I'm not as close as I could be to them.
I think that was one of our goals that we said this semester. We were trying to, like, put ourselves out there more.
Yeah,
and become more known so we can make more friends with the guys. Just because, like, dudes are cool to be friends with, you know.
Less drama at the end of the day.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but...
But it's still, like, I feel like I don't have enough guy friends in the frat, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm, like, I see them, and we're, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
But that's, like, about it. Like, there's no, like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, exactly. So, but they're super fun, and they're super supportive, like...
That's true. They go all out for everything and anything. That's
for,
true.
For, like, our events, for the other sorority events, like, we all just kind of go out for each other, and it's super fun, like...
I do agree.
Some of the events that we do, like, we do a lip sync for one of the sororities to raise money for their philanthropy. They do, like, a color run that we go to for another sorority. There's Derby Days for Sigma Chi.
Yeah, Derby Days is probably, like, everyone's, like, favorite event.
Everyone just gets so pumped. Competitive.
Yeah, that's so true. Competitive. Like, the energy is running that whole entire week, and it's, like...
The claws are out that entire week.
I remember that week, like, no other. And I remember I was not in, like, my best mental state, because Derby Days came, like...
Derby Days hits.
Oh, yeah. And I was, like, crying on the side because of homework, and then I was, like, you know, sipping on my coffee and getting all awake because I needed to go support for Derby Days. Like,
but it's like those memories that last few years. Like, your mental breakdown.
Oh, yeah. I'm really sure at the Derby Days kickball event, I remember, well, one, I, like, almost broke my hand at Derby Days, the kickball event. I still have a scar. No, from riding a bowl.
Oh, the mechanical
bowl? Yeah, my hand, like, hit the horn, and got a scar. My hand was literally purple for, like, 3 weeks after that.
Yikes.
But I remember I was, like, crying right before I, like, walked in, and then, like, everyone was like, Kylie, and stuff, and I was like, oh, fuck, like, trying to... trying to put on a smile and, like, pretend like everything's fine.
Tell
so
I was literally thinking, wow, we've gone this whole time without setting it. Yeah, and you just ruined it.
Dang it. I know, and I'm pretty good about, like, not kissing. Oops.
We were doing so
I meant fudge.
Wow. Anyways, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love Greek life. I don't regret it at all.
If you're listening and you're not in Greek life, this is a sign that you're supposed to join Greek life right now. Mm-hmm. And have the time of your life and enjoy college to the fullest. And make the best memories and the best friends.
Yeah, and the themed parties are literally the best.
That's true.
I'm sorry, like...
Bro, I don't know why.
I won't want to go out, but then I hear there's, like, a cool theme, and I'm like, alright.
Like, the graffiti thing. Yeah, that one was good. I'm kind of mad that I missed that.
So you were supposed to wear a white shirt, and then they, like, provided Sharpies and stuff, and you would sign each other's shirts, like, at the party. And it was really cute and fun.
It was cool.
And it was, like, a good icebreaker, like, hey, like...
I must sign your shirt. Yeah. We should do that. Like another like party like that, I mean.
But come up with our own. It's be unique.
Okay, paint.
That's messy. You
paint
that up.
And it would be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's about everything. I think we've covered it all.
Yeah.
This is our wrap up is join a sorority. Go AOPI if you can. Or don't, you know, do what makes you happy. I'm not pressuring you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it, that's honestly. It. Go Greek.
Yeah, go Greek or go home.
Go Greek or go home and have a kick-ass semester.
Yeah, ola kukas this time.
Kick-ass is not
a okay, but it's still a bad word.
Anyways,
I hope you guys enjoyed me actually having a guest on the show.
So sorry about my voice.
More like, I'm sorry for my voice.
Listen. Apparently, we're not allowed to do this in takes, so we did this all
that one. Yeah, this is one whole take, FYI. And we're not going to re-listen to it. I'm just going to post it, and everyone's going to enjoy.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Bye, friends.
Bye.